going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board as we react to the Jahad Campbell pick at number 31 last night. We'll get to tonight, day two. And day two is a big one. I mean, you know, the Eagles have had great history in the second round. And look, we don't have to look any further than last year with the trade up for Cooper DeJean. So could be a big impact player tonight. Eagles slated to pick at 64 unless Howie moves up again. All right, we'll get to that, who we're looking at, and the storylines heading into round two. Your phone call as well, 215-592-9490 for this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance in your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Tree Card 94 only at Sunoco. Jay in Philly is up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
Yo, yo, what's going on, fellas? Happy
what's up,
Friday.
Jay?
Happy Friday. Happy Friday, Jay. Jay, what do you think of the pick?
Hey, man, I love his potential, man. Look, man, you a dude from Jersey that made it to IMG, that made it to Alabama.
Yeah.
You a player.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. I used to always say I had a friend of mine, his Clay Caudill, he's from Mansfield, my hometown, had a chance to go to LSU and play tight end. And I told him, I said, listen, LSU don't need you, bro. If they come in Ohio, you can play.
You know what I mean?
Just like if they come into Jersey, you can play.
There's not many Timber Creek kids in Alabama. Yeah.
For real.
Exactly. But look, I knew about the one shoulder. We all knew about that. When they said another shoulder and a knee surgery, I'm like, hey, man. It just made me nervous. So, you know, if he's healthy, man, he could be great. So you mentioned Lawrence Taylor. Hey, man, I take Seth Joyner best years, man, when Seth was here. If we get a linebacker playing like that, man, hey, man, we got something. So if he could give me Seth best year, I feel like Zach Bond had the best linebacker year since Seth was in his prime. So if you give me two dudes that's replicating, that's giving me that production, oh, we got something. We got something right there.
Oh, for sure. And Jay, I mean, it's fair to bring up the injury stuff. It's fair to have a little concern about it. Now, these things, it feels like it's hit or miss. Like, I remember when Landon Dickerson came out, and he had all those knee injuries, and he just torn his ACL. I was concerned. Like, that's a 330-pounder with bad knees, but he's been great so far. And then, obviously, we got the other side. You know, Sidney Jones was a disaster. So, it's almost like you just got to cross your fingers and hope they can keep him healthy.
Look, I'm going to be optimistic because, man, hey, man, he's an Eagle, man, and a young fellow's from the area. And we know, man, if E-Max is out here, oh, my goodness, man. The linebacker core will be the best linebacker core that we've had since that Eagle team with Seth and William Thomas, Byron Evans. So, hey, man, it'll work in our favor, man, if we hit. I'm happy about that. I hope now we get some secondary hope. Help in the second round. If we can get a second safety or corner, man, then I'll be extremely happy with this draft.
And I think that's what they need. To me, Jay, and good phone call, they need that and another defensive, like,
piece.
Linebacker. Like, when I think of, because it's thin there. Like, you have Carter, You have Ojomo. You have Jordan Davis. It feels to me like they're just missing a body up front.
Yeah. Now, you can add some more pieces.
Yeah. That to me, that and then the secondary spot, whether it be safety or and Ike last night was on, you know, bringing up a lot the corner situation. Do you need another corner? That feels like where they could go next. But as far as just his potential, it is pretty amazing here, Hugh, just in a year, how they've turned two positions they never seem to take seriously, running back and linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at all the resources they've poured in the last 2 years to those positions. They signed Saquon originally, has the great year. They give him more money. They have the big year out of Bond. They pay him. And now they spend a first-round pick on a linebacker. It's like, I never thought the Eagles would do this, and now we're here.
Yeah. I mean, but I think, to your point, Joe, it's out of necessity. Because you're talking about Jaden Daniels down there with the Commodores.
Yep, who's a real problem.
And his ability to make plays outside the pocket. And just the NFL as a whole. It looks like it's starting to skew. We had two running backs go in the first round yesterday. It's starting to skew towards, you know, ball control offenses and, you know, trying to get that athletic quarterback. We were just talking in the break about the Jets and the players that they have and what they went and got. They got an offensive lineman with the first pick. Shorter guy, but he's a pretty good run blocker.
They're going to run a lot.
And they got the two running backs that they have up there.
And Fields is their quarterback.
Yeah, and so you have – you're going to try to play ball control offense, and they got a good defense. So you're going to try to win that way. And a lot of teams now that are late to the party, another team, San Diego Chargers, well, the L.A. Chargers, they're going to run the football.
Wow, that's Harbaugh football. Yeah,
and when you look at the teams in the division that you're going to play against, they haven't gotten the memo yet. So they're going to be behind eight ball. So it's a good chance that what they did last year, the Jets might have a pretty good season with all those people that they have up there now.
Did you ever think you'd see the day, Kyle, where the Eagles put this many resources in running back and linebacker?
Things have changed.
How he's evolved. It's
wild. It honestly, it's not that surprising. Like, Jim Schwartz was a guy that was very much a trenches guy, built along the defensive line. Now you have Vic Fangio, and he puts a lot of emphasis on the linebacker, so it'd kind of be stupid for them to not.
Yeah, and I think Howie's greatest trait is to kind of be ahead of the thing instead of being behind the thing, the curve, you know, the next trend in the NFL. So I just think as the league caught up to what they were doing, it had to be natural that he went a different way, and they won a Super Bowl doing it last year, and they should be really good doing it more moving forward. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
All right. Good morning, General Kyle, Joe, Hugh, and the crew. How's everybody doing on this fine Friday?
I'm a little sleepy.
Yeah, a little bit. We're getting by on caffeine
long
here
night.
And adrenaline, Bruce, because they got a linebacker that could go after the quarterback.
We might
have been wrong on when Hugh was going to fall asleep. Maybe not the draft show. It might have been
during
the Friday
show.
Yeah, we might lose him around 1:00.
I lost my contacts. Hey, I can't see out of
again?
One eye. Yeah, no, it broke. I can't see out
You're
of one
a mess.
Eye.
You're
broke.
A mess.
Now look. Remember, look. You on YouTube, so you know.
That's why I said it because I know somebody probably saw me rubbing my eye trying to get the contact.
When you put your head down on the table here, they might have thought you fell asleep.
No, I was trying to was trying to see what's wrong with the contact. It's broke. I broke it, so I'm blind in one eye right now.
Oh man, that's not good.
I got to drive when I go home. I got to drive like this, looking like Popeye.
Oh boy, but. No, but getting on to the – oh, my goodness, man. I just could not be so happy with how it played out. And I thought it was interesting. I don't know. You know, I think that from some of these other GMs, it's almost there might be some level of hate with Howie. I hope that doesn't play out today because nobody was willing to do any deals with him to move up, which is interesting because – Minnesota, they need draft picks. There's a couple of other teams that need draft picks. So I think on the second round, he's going to be able to find somebody that's he's definitely going to move up. But I mean, it was a great pickup. It was a position of need. People are fussing, and you know, I go on some of these work football groups about the injuries. And I tell people, look, calm down. You know, we're going to be okay. He's going to be ready and ready to go. And man, I tell you, the front seven is just going to be awesome. I think, you know, with this going on and looking forward, I think the next pick is going to probably be a DL or a safety for their first pick, depending. Because this second round, And the third round is pretty stacked with some really good talent.
It is, so, yeah. And every year you kind of this happens, but I was struck this morning looking at it, Bruce, that the best available, and a lot of those guys we talked about as round one players. So we'll see if they might trade. I mean, last year they traded up pretty far to get Cooper, so it wouldn't shock me if they make a move up tonight.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm going to look for. But if you really think about it, for this second round, he might not have to do that much depending on who falls off on the board.
Mm-hmm.
In the second round. So I'm definitely excited about where we're going. I think maybe he, after DL, depending on the safety or whatever, it's going to be, my pick DL, safety, and DL, safety, and a tight end. It's going to be an exciting night.
Though. Oh, cheery. I like the old way when they did it on the Saturday, but it is fun that we get like a whole new thing tonight. And the second round has been very good to the Eagles. Bruce, appreciate it. I mean, the Eagles have drafted a lot of their best players over the years in the second round. All right, Hugh, let's look at tonight. Best available players. What are you thinking tonight? So, we talked about edge rusher. They drafted a linebacker. He may have checked the box. Like, they may feel like they got their edge rusher. So that means they could get another one or they could go somewhere else tonight.
You know what's funny, Joe? I was just trying to figure that out because I primarily have been looking at the edge rushers because that's what we kind of talked about for the last couple of weeks. Mike Green is still there. Donovan Ezeraku is there. Oluwafemi Oladejo is still there. That's the name that we heard. That
UCLA.
Was
UCLA.
Yes.
I think you nailed that.
Yeah, I did it last night. I guess I was a little tired. I couldn't do it last night. I butchered that thing.
And the ambiguity.
So there's a couple guys. Jordan Birch. These are the ones that are projected to be, the top overall prospects. But Mike Green is that guy. Don't know if they're probably going to go that route. Looking at the D tackles, Darius Alexander.
Toledo.
Yeah, he's the number one guy. You got Shamir Turner, whatever you want to say at Texas A&M.
TJ Sand, the South Carolina kid from Sanders.
Yeah, you got one Omar Lott from Tennessee. So you still have some guys on the list that you could get. It just all depends on if they want to go edge, if they feel like they have enough at the edge, or they want to go get one of those interior guys.
All right, let me ask you this: what do you think happens tonight with Shedeur Sanders? Because that was one of the stories of the draft last night. Cameras on him the whole time. We were doing our show, so I didn't hear it, but I did see that Mel Kiper was apparently flipping out that no one was taking Shedeur Sanders. He's going to be the story again tonight. So, to me, tonight the stories are going to be Sanders and Jalen Milroe. They're the highest profile. They're quarterbacks, right? Mm-hmm. And they're high profile quarterbacks. Where do they go tonight?
That's a tough question, Joe, because we were talking about it in the break room, and to your point, if he doesn't go to Cleveland, he's not going to start. Like, we were trying to figure out the percentages of him having an actual chance to start. I, myself, don't think it's very high. I think that there's a possibility that unfortunately for him, that if he goes as a backup, it's more of a distraction than it is an asset. I think there's a lot at play here. I mean, and it's unfortunate for him, but there's a lot at play here, and I don't know. I think he does get drafted, but I don't think he's going to be in a position to actually have an opportunity to be a starter for a football team this year.
If you had to put a position you have your eye most on tonight, is it edge or is it tight end with Mason Taylor? Because we know the story there.
Well, I mean, listen, I've been sitting here today trying to figure out this tweet that I was going to sit with this DM.
Yeah.
I was going to slide in the DM.
I might want to keep that private. Yeah.
Well, I was just trying to figure out.
Get everyone chiming in on your tweet.
Wait a minute. Let me. Okay, you're right. Yeah. I probably gave too much information.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep it to football. And slather Vaseline on me. I think I'm kind of on the defensive side of things.
Wow,
I
know we need welcome a tight end. Back.
I know we need a tight end. But the two best tight ends
welcome back.
Were taken last night. I don't know. See, this is what makes this intriguing. You got the linebacker with the first pick.
Mm-hmm.
You got a pretty significant pick. What is it, the 64th?
64th.
I mean, so you're drafting pretty early. I'm kind of torn on this. I mean, for my personal wants and what I want for my football team.
You want Mason Taylor here.
I mean, that would be nice, but I'm
very selfish.
I know. It's
no, but I'm saying I'm
Eagles thinking, Hall of Famer thinking about himself over the Eagles.
No, listen.
Stop.
That's why I'm sitting here and what I'm asking myself, what do I want the most? I think I want the D tackle, man.
Wow.
I think I want the D tackle. Shocked. Put my personal, you know, agenda aside. I wouldn't mind, you know, where the Super Bowl at again in California, even though ain't nothing to do up there?
Santa Clara, yeah.
Yeah, there you go, Kyle. I want to do that.
Now you're starting to
I
think.
I want to fall asleep
right
in California. Maybe get a cut. Maybe. He's I don't think they got the buses. If we drive, we're not hit a bus.
Buses.
I've been seeing this comedian call it buses.
Buses,
and he says it with a list.
Gotcha.
Buses. I like that name better.
I'm looking at safety tonight. I think they could certainly use an upgrade there.
You defense. Think at the second pick, though?
Yeah, why not?
I'm just wondering. Yeah. I'm just wondering.
I mean, look, Eamon Worry's still there, the kid out of South Carolina. There's a one they from Penn State they brought in for, I think, a top 30 visit. Kid from Notre Dame. There's some good safeties. I mean, I'm that's one position I'm not fully comfortable with just Sidney Brown back there. So safety. And then, again, Ike brought it up a lot last night during our draft show. Corner. Is a spot that, depending on what you think about Keeley or Dory Jackson, they still might need a guy there. So I'm still in on defense. I mean, look, I made it clear if Jalen Milroe is there, I don't think he's going to be. I would pull the trigger on that as the development quarterback, but I'm in on defense. Kyle, what do you want tonight?
Yeah, I don't think this would be a bad spot to go with a corner here. I mean, they obviously have the need with Darius Slay and Isaiah Rodgers gone. I'm not sure if I trust Keeley Ringo and Dory Jackson to step up in that role. I mean, this is the day where they can sort of get creative and I think really start plugging some of those needs. Like, I would be in on going with Mason Taylor at this point. I think that's better than taking him at 32 or, you know, with your best asset in the draft. And, I mean, there's a lot of, I think, decent corners out there. There's the Will Johnson kid.
Yep.
And then there's the safety, the Penn State kid, Kevin Winston.
Yes.
So, like, I mean, there's a lot of different ways they can go with this pick.
Well, and also tonight's the night, I think, Howie could really move around. He traded way up to get Cooper last year. And this is the part, because they have, what, 12 picks in next year's draft? This is where they could cash one of those in to move way up in the second round. Like, I think a team would do that. Like, if the Eagles are willing to give one of their compensation thirds next year and they want to go from 64, you know, to 40-something, that might work. Or, you know, to go from 96 up to the beginning of the third round, they might be able to package something to get who they really want to get tonight. 215-592-9494. Rob in Delco talking about the pick last night. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Hugh. Good morning, Kyle.
What's going on?
Hey, Rob. What's up, buddy?
Listen, I got a couple quick things I was a little upset with about the draft, and then I'm going to end on a high note, okay? Hugh, I said it's tongue-in-cheek, okay? Now you gave the little illustration. I know you're saying this guy had, like, traits of, like, Lawrence Taylor, but is not Lawrence Taylor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like with Joe. I got a perfect example for you, Joe. If it wasn't for, like, the sex appeal and the good looks, you remind me of Bradley Cooper, Joe. You know what I mean?
I'm just missing those two things. That's it. Almost
just
there.
Just missing those two things.
Yeah, almost
there. The sex appeal and the good looks, you kind of remind me of. I'm just joking here. You know what I mean, Joe?
Yeah.
Get that wild, sometimes.
It's not the same thing. Listen, but I get where you're going.
Yeah, you get. I'm just kidding. Yeah. First thing is, I was a little upset. I realized the Phillies were on today. Is that terrible, Joe? That's where I'm at with the Phillies. But I heard they were on today because I'm looking forward to the draft again.
Well,
Rob,
here's a couple things on that. The game will be on at 2:20 today in Chicago against the Cubs. Here's the good news. I'll start with the good news. The game will be over, so you can move on to the draft tonight. Whatever happens, you can just put it aside, and we get round two and three. The bad news, though, Rob, is the Cubs are leading baseball in runs scored per game, and we're throwing Taiwan out there. So, might not go great.
Something's got to give, right, Joe? Something's got to give. Taiwan pitches his butt off, or he gets lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah. We will ask Hugh later on to predict Taiwan's stat line against the number one offense in baseball, because this is going to be a challenge for Mr. Walker today. Go ahead, Rob.
All right. Okay. Here's my two things, Hugh, with the draft. One is, Hugh, we're around the same age. I'm about to be 52 in June. Can they do two things for me with the draft?
What's that?
One, can they start at 7 instead of 8? And can they make it 8 minutes instead of 10? Like, that would shave off just about an hour, Joe, just 2 minutes. You know what I mean? Because if there's, what, 32 teams, that's an hour and, what, 4 minutes? You know what I mean? Just by trimming it from 10 to 8. And so, because I dozed off at, like, pick 19, you pick 20. And thank God I woke up at, like, pick 26, 27, right before we picked, because if I'd have wasted that whole time and then missed our pick, I've been pissed. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I mean, listen, Rob, you're washed. Oh. Hugh's washed. I'm washed. It's late. I mean, I get it. That pick came in late last night. I mean,
it just drags on.
Yeah. I got you.
A little bit early, maybe a half hour, maybe trim a minute, 2 minutes off, and it would be over 10:30 instead of like 11:30, quarter to 12, whatever it was. But, you know, that was my one thing. And the other thing is, listen, I'm old Joe. Pick number two tonight, I want to do something unconventional. You know what I mean? We did it with picking a linebacker for the first time in the first round since they said, what, 79?
Mm-hmm.
So, this Joe, I already got the nickname for him. Melrose Place. Jordan Melrose. You know what I mean? Like the show Melrose.
I remember Jordan the show. Melrose. Listen, if he's there, I would take him. The comparisons and the similarities to Jalen are too much for me to pass up. Jalen, you're out on Jalen
Melrose? At 64?
Yeah, 64. Second round. No. You're out now?
No, I mean, not at 60. I'm all hyped for the defense now. I want to see what
this
is going to turn into.
Who is this guy? This is who we thought we were getting on this show. You were gone for years, and now you're back.
Lack of sleep deprivation and all that good stuff.
Now you're back to being a defensive guy.
Timber Green, Joe.
Mean and surly.
I like that Mike Green. If he's, you know, I would take either one of those guys. But, hey, man, that's an important position if a guy misses 3-4 games.
Of course it is. I mean, again, that it's a huge position. Yeah, it's huge in Eagles history. There's no question about it. I would guess that Jalen Milroe is not going to be there, so the dream will die for me to get him in here as the backup quarterback.
Yeah,
if he's there.
If Jalen goes before Shadur, that's probably telling. That's telling.
Well, the Browns control it. The Browns have two of the first four picks tonight. They could get whatever one they want, basically.
Yeah.
They have the first pick tonight, the Browns. So if they want one of those two quarterbacks, they're going to take him. All right, let's go to Cowboy Jim, whose team took a guard last night. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Yeah, could I break up this love fest of a dude that no one talked about, no one heard of? Now he's the second coming of Micah Parsons. I mean, come on. What do you think Nick Saban's going to say? Yeah, I recruited him. Yeah, he's okay.
No one heard of him? He was one of the best players in college football.
No one talked about him for 2 months.
He was in every first-round mock draft for 2 months.
Oh, come on. If he was such this great, this Micah Parsons, you'd be like, I'll take him over Milroe. Come on.
Well, Milroe is a second-round pick, so yeah, I would take him.
This is what I call 2 months of not even close speculation.
Your team took a guard at 12.
You have got to be smoking something.
Thank goodness. You all think it's a wide receiver. That's a Lululemon pick, okay? That's what that is. That's just like all, you know, shiny and bright. Okay, that's fine. We'll find another wide receiver. We need a guard. Look at our front five. We're great now.
Our smart team would have traded it down and taken the guard at 20. I mean, they took a guard at 12.
I'm fine with this guard right now. Alabama, I'm
kind of like a Robert Gallery pick. Remember that when the Raiders took him?
Oh, yeah. He was not good. He was not good.
It was a common sense pick. Mm. So let's just
The Cowboys and common sense typically go together. Sense,
We lost two Hall of Fame linemen last year. We have to use common sense. We need that. What do you think?
It's fine. I mean, he'll probably be pretty good, but it's a guard. It's, I mean, who cares, honestly?
And as for the Phillies, this power ranking of number 8, listen, they have no power.
Who said that? Who said number 8?
What are you talking about?
What power ranking?
ESPN has them at power ranking at number 8.
Obviously, whoever wrote that list has them watched them play in 3 weeks. I mean, because they're not the 8th best.
There's two things receding in this world, Kyle's hair and the Phillies. So I'll talk to you later.
Nah, it's enough, Jim.
Wait a minute, Kyle. No, I didn't mean to laugh. I just thought it was funny. Kyle gave me a dirty look.
Well, that wasn't one of his worst ones.
I just thought it was funny.
Kind of got me.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, Jim's team took a guard at 12 last night. Cowboys. Yeah,
it's not receding, by the way. It's receded. I mean, it's been that way for a long time. Well, I mean, boys had a big forehead.
Oh, yeah, but as long as it's growing at the top. Like, look, you just don't want the cul-de-sac. You don't want this back here.
Yeah.
As long as you ain't got this back here, you could probably work
Once
with the
receiver. Once that starts coming, I'm coming on home.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, comparatively, you have clearly the best head of hair on this show.
That's very true, but that's a very low bar.
Well, all you have to do is clear whatever bar you create each day. You create your own bars around here. All right, Mark in Delaware. What's up, Mark?
Yo, guys.
Hey, Mark, what's up?
Let me take you off speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I'm getting ready to cook bacon, so.
Oh.
I feel attacked.
Like someone I know.
No, it's all good. So, Joe, I think I heard Hughes say, like, something good on defense.
I know. Could you believe it? I mean, he really is sleep deprived.
Listen, I am not sleep deprived.
I'm
practical. Y'all just
Since
not practical.
When?
See, no, y'all dug into your taste.
About?
I am very practical.
Mm.
And I'm a forward thinker. I mean, I would like to get more defensive player. Because, see, it's still – see, this is the thing y'all don't understand. Since y'all want to paint me into this corner.
We do. We do.
That I'm not a defensive guy.
You're not.
It still plays into my narrative. Cheaper, younger. Mm-hmm. So, I want to get that.
You've set it up that no matter what, your narrative works.
Yes. The line is moved.
If they take offense, you see, I told you
it's
so. If they take defense, they're cheap.
I mean, I'm just saying. It's
ridiculous.
The narrative is – in order to have a successful team, you pay most of your offensive players. Mm-hmm. And you go cheaper on the defensive side of the ball, which the Eagles have done. Because this is what y'all fail to realize. They let guys go so that they can get cheaper on the defensive side of the ball. So, yeah, it's still my narrative is still sound.
I mean, they did use their best asset this offseason on a defensive player.
And he's going to be cheaper for at least 4 years. At least four.
Yeah, but eventually they're gonna have to make a decision on all these young defensive stars.
It's all cyclical. It's gonna come back.
See,
around.
That day's gonna change.
Yeah, but not right now. Okay. Not while I'm riding this wave that I'm on, baby.
You're just gonna keep riding the wave, Mark. We appreciate the funk. I don't even know if we got Mark's take.
Did
Mark,
we get his take?
I know. I appreciate. I apologize.
He was cooking bacon.
I know.
And we just
Mark. That's on me. It's our. Actually, it's on Hugh. He went off on a tangent. All right. 215-592-9494. Don't forget, we're gonna honor Brandon Graham's legendary career all day on air, and the celebration continues that night with BG Live at Colonial Theater, the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Special live event features Brandon on stage with Joe DeCamera as BG shares unforgettable stories and the never-before-heard behind-the-scenes stuff that made his incredible career. Tickets available now, 94WIP.com. That's coming up on May 5th, which some of us on this show know as Cinco De Mayo.
Two of us on the show, the two of the three.
Some people think it's the day after Cinco De Mayo, but it's okay. It's just okay. A day.
It's Friday.
It's no big deal. No, I don't think that was a Friday when we did that, but that doesn't matter. 215-592-9494.
It's not new days.
No, that doesn't make any difference. Okay, your phone call is coming up. We do have a prize to give away in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll tell you about that. We're going to have Scott Fransky hop on live from Chicago as they get ready for the game out at Wrigley today. Maybe Scott can make us feel better about the Phillies because we've been down in the dumps about that team after the sweep.
Tall order.
Yeah, it is. We'll see if Scott is up for it talking to Phillies. And right back to your phone calls, your take on the Jahad Campbell pick. Like it, love it, or do you not like it? Where do you come down? 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio, 94WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make a heads-up play with player performance trends. That means whether you want to bet on a player to score 30 points or put up a triple-double, you can check out the latest stats and see who's hot without leaving the app. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, playoff time is the perfect time to join. You'll get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.